Welcome to the next Q&A for Trauma Healing and Life Counseling. In this video, I will answer question 47. My first honest sharing session online with an unknown person went very well. At one point, I was so overwhelmed by emotions and that connection to another being. In my body and in my mind, it felt like sexual arousal. For me, totally pleasant and welcome, but I would not have dared to share that. My fear was being rejected and mainly the fear of shocking and harming the other person. How do you suggest to deal with that? So we go through your question step by step. You write, my first honest sharing session went very well. So this is great news. So you started a real contact, and it went very well. And even if it would have not went very well, it would also be a progress. So it doesn't matter how the result is. The transformation is our approach to others. The fact that we start approaching and start sharing what's there, this brings the transformation, not necessarily what's happening on the outside. This is the most important part. Then you write, at one point I was so overwhelmed by emotions and that connection to another being. Yes, that means you have not been used to so much life as you have experienced during the session, and the result is that you label that experience by overwhelming because you are not used to that, to this amount of life. Yeah. So also this is what is happening if we start to get in contact, the life energy starts flowing, and it at the beginning it may be too much. And if this is the case, yeah, then we consciously create more distance so that the amount of life force flowing is being reduced and it's not so overwhelming for us. So it's important to learn to regulate that. Yeah. So if it's too overwhelming, you create more distance. If you again start feeling lonely and so on, then you start to contact and to connect and interact more. Yeah, just to regulate it. And today, as a grown-up, you have absolute control about this process. It was not the case in your childhood, but today we regulate the distance we need so that we are in the best state that is possible. Then you write, in my body and in my mind, it felt like sexual arousal. Yes, that's also possible if the life energy starts flowing, it searches for the most open chakra, we could say, yeah, that channel that is available and open, and it is possible that this results in the life energy flowing through the lower centers, and you experience that as sexual arousal. There's nothing wrong with it, yeah. If you learn more being in contact and the other centers open as well, especially the heart, then you will see that most of the time the energy manifests as emotions, because this is more to our core needs, yeah, to our center, to our to that what we actually need, because the emotional connection is something that nourishes us much deeper than physical and sexual contact. But anyway, you will see where the life energy flows. And I would recommend, if it is possible from the circumstances, use that channel that is open. Yeah. So if in any way you feel sexual arousal and there's a possibility to lift that with a partner or with someone else, then please do it. Yeah, this is a general recommendation, because if the system opens and we follow this opening, then it opens more, and then the other centers will open as well sooner or later. If we block this little hole in your protection system, then again, it's all like blocked. Yeah. And that means if the energy goes through the lower chakras, that just means that this level of connection is the most secure for your system. Yeah. That means that your system, experienced this level of exchange as more secure than, for example, within the emotions. So that's about sexual arousal. And you say, for me, totally pleasant and welcome. Great. So there is no feeling of guilt or shame or whatsoever, or fear even. That's good. And you write, but I would not have dared to share that. Yes, this is appropriate because you do it online with an unknown person. So this may be too much for this meeting. And a relationship starts from getting in contact, deepening the contact, realizing that the other is safe, that we feel well, relaxing, yeah, giving up the defense mechanisms. And at the end, we have maybe a sexual experience. There are some steps that are necessary. And these steps have to do with our biology. And our biology is only interested in security. So you will get problems if you want to skip parts of this process. Yeah, often men want to do that. Yeah, they see a woman and want to skip all the emotional exchange because their heart is blocked and they want directly sexual contact. For it's just an example, and of course the woman it's not really that what the woman wants usually. Because in the female system, it's usually exactly the opposite, that the heart is more open and the lower centers are blocked. Yeah. So it's actually the opposite very often. Yeah. Just examples. And, then you will be rejected and that's not what you want. Really use your ability to interact with a potential partner or with someone you like to slowly deepen your relationship without any goal. Even if the body is getting crazy and wants sex, don't focus too much on that. Because again, it may be that the energy actually wants to go through the emotions. It's better to really look at that and first learn to interact and build relationships on this level. And then if you do that and you learn that, then you will see that sexual contact will happen automatically. It's a side effect. But if you want to force it in a way because the desire is so strong and you neglect all the other levels, it will result in rejection. And this is, that's not what you want. So this is my recommendation to deal with your situation. And that's what you write. My fear was being rejected. Yeah. I mean, it's not the natural way. I'm just repeating that. From very short and little contact directly to sexual energy is not the natural way. There's something blocked and skipped. Yeah. So, and if you find someone who's in the same way blocked, then of course it may be working and it may be great for your system, but it's not so likely that that you meet someone like that. What you write, and mainly the fear of shocking and timing the other person. Well, shocking, not really, because you have you are interacting with a grown up. Harming, not at all. It's not possible to harm another person, a grown up, by sharing something that's in your body. That's not possible. Yeah. So it's not the question of shocking and harming, but the other person may be irritated and leave you. Yeah, that's possible. Don't skip any step. Continue sharing what's there. And at the beginning, if there's sexual arousal, keep it for yourself. And if the relationship deepens and deepens and deepens, then you will see it will happen automatically. the sexual contact happens naturally as soon as everything else is shared. Yeah, then all the centers open. Yeah, and then you will experience an exchange on all levels, mental, emotionally, and physically. And this is what brings the fulfillment. And it's the natural flow.